11:20, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. I dozed off last night, so I did not see this, but apparently Boyz II Men did a virtual version of A Song for Mama, their now classic song for Mother's Day, last night on the at-home version of Saturday Night Live. There were the parts that I did see last night were very funny. Great to see Kristen Wiig back on the show. She is just absolutely hilarious, but leads us into a recording that we did back in 2005. Was it 2000? Ryan, is it 2005 or was it 2015? 2015, 5 years ago, that we did our annual holiday show at Tree Time out in Lake Barrington. And we've had my mom come out and be a special guest on the show several times. People just love her stories and her recipes. And she's, you know, clearly the biggest celebrity in the house whenever she's out there, and just loved coming out. So this goes back 5 years, a visit with my mom this Mother's Day. On Mother's Day, on my Sunday morning show, we would place a call to my mom. I don't know, remember how many years ago this was, but it was the same thing every year. I'd call her and say, it's Mother's Day. Can I put you on the air for a couple of minutes just to say Happy Mother's Day? And she would say, no, absolutely not. I don't have anything to say. What am I going to say? But she always had something to say, and it was always very entertaining and always very endearing. So we've done it year after year. We've had her on around the holidays, and making her very first live appearance now for WGN, my 92-year-old mom, Ann, is here with us this morning. How are you?
Fine.
Hold the microphone. Oh, there you go.
I'm fine. In 2 months, I'll be 93.
How about that? Oh. 93 years old. Still getting around, still smoking cigars.
Hey, don't worry. When are we going out to that damn Tree Time out there?
Did you ever think, I mean, you tell when I was a teenager, younger than a teenager, how I would be in the basement.
Yeah.
Right? playing radio. But tell what it was.
We had an old produce counter from some store that closed, and Dean had rigged it up like a radio station and pretended he was a DJ. Never thought it would end up like this. I'm so proud of him, so very proud of him.
I would sit down in that basement for hours and hours and hours playing DJ, pretending to be whoever the big, you know, music DJs were of the day. You know, Shawnee, probably like Art Roberts or Ron Riley,
Ron or Britton, or
John Records, yeah. Landecker, you know, all the classic guys. I'd be down there, hey, it's time for the, you know, they're playing the top 40 DJ. And I remember one time in particular, she shouted down from the kitchen. She was like, shouts down into the basement, quit making so much noise down there. Why don't you go outside? You're never going to amount to anything doing that. And look at us now. We really didn't amount to anything. Turns out our moms and dads were exactly correct on that. So my mom has also become famous on WGN for her recipes. You know, people have said that, you know, my love of food and the Food Time show and all things culinary, you know, where did I get my interest in that? And by far, my interest in that comes from watching my grandmother, my mom's mother, and my mother at work in the kitchen, and their passion and their love for cooking and baking and everything culinary. I mean, that's still what you love to do, right?
Yes, I do. I do. In fact, you told me if I could make 12 little containers of yogurt.
Right. She
if makes I yogurt had, for it. If she, I had any idea there was this many people here, I could.
Nobody expected this many people, believe me.
Really?
Oh, yes. I could have made a lot.
Most people,
more.
Because of that silver circle thing, think I'm dying now. So, you know, so she's joined us on the food show with the food tips and things like that. But really, her yogurt recipe has become legendary. You know, there couldn't be anything more popular now than Greek yogurt. You know, you buy it in the store, and it's expensive, right?
Very expensive.
It's crazy for anyone to pay that much money, right?
When you buy it, yes, much cheaper when you make it.
Right. So as long as I can remember, she would be in the kitchen making Greek yogurt, and I clearly remember part of the yogurt process is once you make it, you have to strain it in like cheesecloth or something like that. You know, as a kid, I walk into the bathroom and there's this big glob thing of cheese in cheesecloth and a big white glob thing in the middle of it and hanging from the bathtub, draining into the bathtub. She was making yogurt. And, you know, you just got used to it at some point. God forbid if a friend should come over to the house and see this thing hanging in the bathtub. You didn't know what it was. But explain what your yogurt, how do you make your Greek yogurt?
Well, I boil my milk. I boil the milk until, I boil it in the microwave until I get to 150 degrees. Then I take it out and I put it in the sink with ice cold water and bring it down to 110. And then I mix my culture. I always have a culture left from the previous batch.
Right.
And you have to leave it alone. Once you put the culture in, you have to leave it very still for 8 hours. And I didn't know where I could put it, that it wouldn't be disturbed. So I would make my bed and set it on my bed under the heating pad, set on very low. And when Dean called me to make this yogurt, I thought, well, where will I keep it undisturbed? I'm going to sleep in the bed. So I brought the heating pad and the blankets and everything to the kitchen and set it up on the stove for 8 hours and got it Greek yogurt. And then I strained it.
Is a heating pad, apparently. My favorite part of the recipe. Because it has to be on the heat. You put it on the heating pad on low.
I put the blankets over the heating pad. So the temperature stays a mild one.
Very mild heat. So, because honestly, this is all anybody ever asks. They always ask, when's your mom going to be on? And they are constantly asking for that yogurt recipe, which we have all of that online. So I asked my mom if she would bring some yogurt. I didn't want her, you know, she's 92 years old. Am I going to ask her to make 100 yogurts for people? Of course not. She probably would have if I would have asked her to do it. But look how cute this is. Look how cute this is. She's got she made little bite-size portions of it in little plastic.
Like the Greek restaurant, those containers. Little holders.
Well, you know, we are a Greek house.
Right.
So she's got all of these. She's got little napkins. And in this is a pillbox. She's got tiny little spoons in here for everybody also. So what you're going to, with some of, at least 12 of you, will get to experience my mom's homemade Greek yogurt. This is the real deal. This is what I grew up on. This is this low-fat yogurt?
Yes, yes.
Low-fat, this is just plain yogurt.
Made with 1%
milk. 1%
milk
and fresh strawberries in it too, right?
Fresh strawberries, sugar-free.
Sugar, okay. So 1% yogurt, fresh strawberries, and spoons in an old pillbox. It doesn't get much more appetizing than that.
About that. From 2015, when my mom came out to Tree Time in Lake Barrington and made homemade Greek yogurt, she explained her recipe. If you're interested in her recipe, I think we have it online someplace. If you go to WGNradio.com and look at my page, you'll probably find it there someplace. You probably will do better going to a recipe website of how you make your own yogurt, because you may not have the proper heating pad and blankets like she did to use this. But God bless her. Love her to death, and happy Mother's Day. I'll be seeing her a little bit later on today.